time now for the Guadalupe Squares. Heard each and every Friday about this time and then again on Mondays in the Guadalupe Replay with your host, Mr. Creepy Seacrest. Creepy?
Thank you, Johnny. Starting in the top left corner, it's our governor. Well, not our governor. California's governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Soon I will be your governor.
I hope so.
We are going to annex Arizona.
World domination.
We're going to take it. World domination, like my little friend said over there. In his pitiful attempt to sound exactly like me, but it didn't work.
Who's your little friend?
Little Brady Bogensverger.
I am Mini Arnold Coleman.
Coleman.
Coleman?
He's a Jew.
All right, in the top middle square, it's the Sobey guy and the Sobey bunny.
Hello, my name is Freddy, the special spokesperson for Sobey, and this is the angry little rabbit.
No, here, no peeing and no Sobey, John.
No tagline? Where's the
Sobey? Sobey, my love doll.
Oh, all right.
Holy cow.
In the top right corner, it sounds kind of like the Sobey guy. It's Triumph the Insult comic doll.
Yes, yes. This is huge for you, homeboy. It's so good to have me back. Oh. Maybe you'll show up next week. Yeah.
Thanks. Oh, we're working on that. Yes. You'll get those ratings up, Triumph.
In the middle left square, it's the Dame Edna Everidge.
Hello, Eric.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, that's right. I've brought friends today, Eric.
Did you?
I have. Yes, I have. As you know, your love for me is going to go unreclaimed. I will not return the love, but I have brought my beautiful stepsister and her daughter.
Yeah.
That's right, they're here for you,
hello,
Eric.
Hello.
I know you're lonely, and I know you like them big, Charlotte, so I'll let you have these little chalets.
It's a bunch of names.
Do you own a colonial home?
You got a little colonial home? She likes that, Eric. She does. All right.
Oh, great. In the middle square. A huge Slipknot fan.
Yeah.
Slip Brady, not Bogan.
Starting now, man. I am a Slipknot supporter.
Really?
I've been driving around in the Lanch listening to that new one from Slipknot.
Can you sing some hits for us?
Yeah.
Brady? Let's hear it.
I push my fingers into my eyes. You heard me, baby.
That's hot. Did you break those guys?
I broke that song a while ago.
Did you?
It's the only thing that slowly stops the pain. I'm not real sure of the lyrics,
but... You are a metalhead, Brady.
Man, I can rage with the best of them, baby.
In the middle right square.
Look at rocks!
He's got a big movie that just came out. It's Shrek.
That's right, Shrek here. We're going to have to do something terrible in the movie, though. I hate to break it to you.
What's that?
We got to put Donkey down.
Really?
Yeah, we had to drop Donkey. We had to put the Donkey down. He got sick and started to make everybody in Never Neverland ill.
He's your comic relief.
Oh, it's not good this time. No comedy, just tears.
Oh,
Donkey loses a leg. Hey, we thought that was enough, and then the bills got too high. We had to put him down.
Hysterectomy.
Yeah, and then Fiona gets a hysterectomy. It's terrible. Shrek 2 in theaters now.
Sounds like fun. In the bottom left corner, it's Brady's Secret Square. Any hints today, Brady?
I ain't got no time for your jibber-jabber. Call 1-800-BLACK-FOOL.
All right, enough. Stop it.
Jeez. Nice.
He gave it away.
He always gives it away.
Sure.
All right. On the bottom middle square, it's WNBA star Diana Taurasi.
I just love being in Phoenix. I couldn't be happier to be here. It is great to be part of the Mercury. Happy to be part of the team. Really happy to be
it's
in
good
Phoenix.
To have you, Diana.
Great to be here, I gotta tell you. Thanks a lot. I love you guys.
You got a boyfriend yet, Dan?
You guys are crazy, okay? You guys are crazy. All of you. I love playing basketball. I love coming on the show. You guys are crazy, man. This is awesome.
Good to have you, dude.
Awesome.
The bottom right corner, it's Mr. Perfect, Randy Johnson.
I just wanted to get my pitches straight for a perfect game. She's right. You guys are crazy, man. Crazy.
You ever met Diana?
Just today.
Really?
Backstage's awesome. Hey, Diana. Hey, Randy. You guys are crazy. Aren't these guys crazy, Randy?
Those are crazy. Those are crazy squares.
All right, those are the squares. We got some people on the line here ready to play the game.
Gary and Kim.
Gary and Kim, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, Kim, you are a lady, I assume, by your name, and Gary, you are not, so you are X's and you go first. Kim, take it away.
I would like to get Arnold Schwarzenegger.
All right.
Top left corner, it's the governor of California.
Right. Good morning.
Arnie.
How are you, Kim?
I'm good. How are you?
Have you had the box of California raisins this morning?
I didn't.
You should go get some today.
I will.
Get down to your local drugstore or grocery store and buy some California nuts and raisins.
Okay.
Eric, I don't have time for you. Go.
Don't have... All right. True or false, Arnie?
Okay,
before
true.
Before it was... No, you gotta wait.
No.
Before it was used to describe pornography... You know about pornography.
Sure.
Smut was known as a fungus that attacks corn.
That's very true, because before I moved here from America, I had smut all over my feet. It's a horrible case of smut. It grows like weeds up your legs.
There's a lot of corn over there.
Disgusting. Yes. I would say true.
All right. He says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I would have to agree.
That's right. It is true. The word smut is 400 years old. Go ahead, Gary. Pick a square.
Brady's secret square?
Are you kidding me, Gary?
No.
Nobody ever picks that. All right. Go ahead.
Shut up, fool.
That's it?
That's your secret square. Who is Brady doing?
Yeah.
It's Mr. T. He nailed it.
That's right.
Brady,
it's his birthday today.
You're supposed to just say the one line.
I ain't got time for no jibber-jabber.
That was it. That's all you got. Although that is by far your best impression.
Now Rick Moranis really is better.
No, Rick Moranis is just terribly funny. It's just not good. All right, so there's an O there. Yeah.
Thanks.
Go ahead, Kim. Pick a square. We're all over. Kim, you're up.
Oh, sorry. The Sobey Bunny.
There you go. Sobey Guy and Sobey Bunny.
Top middle square.
He's got it.
Thank you very much for choosing us. I hope you choose Sobey too.
The machine is just terrible.
Right.
Okay, I got questions for
you. Ask me a question, John.
All right, what movie did John Lennon want the Beatles to make but never happened?
Ask the bunny.
I don't know. Hey, bunny, what do you think?
I don't know what you think.
Sounds like a stormtrooper.
Maybe something to do with England.
Oh, that's what John told you. Yes, you know. I think maybe they think, maybe Lord of the Rings, because they see how much money they make, you know, they know how to record all that music. Most people ask me stupid questions like that. I say, you ask me again, I break every bone in your body like a karate guy. Aya! Bam, 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 bam!
Wow.
But I say Lord of the Rings, John.
All right. They say the Lord of the Rings. You agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Actually, it was Lord of the Rings.
It was Lord of the Rings.
Oh, gets a square. Tolkien wouldn't give them the rights to the story, though, so it never happened.
The bunny.
Oh, gets a square. Go ahead, Gary, pick a square.
Brady Bogan.
Oh, he's taking
all right,
Brady.
In the middle square. Today it's a huge Slipknot fan, Brady Bogan.
Oh, somebody picked me?
Yeah.
Slipknot rules!
Sing some more for us?
Slipknot! Really, no. I only know the one song.
What about Wait and Bleed? That's a hit.
Wait and Bleed!
That's it.
I don't know that one, Eric. I'm just getting into the band.
That's great. Maybe Barry Manilow?
Push my fingers into my... Oh, Barry Manilow. Doing Slipknot?
Yeah, try that.
Weekend in New England! Slipknot rocks! I got a mask. It's awesome.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, it used to be a Batman mask, but I painted, like, horns on it and stuff, and, like, a big devil head and a swastika. But my mom took it away when she was here. Like,
damn her.
Funny.
Here's your question, Brady. True or false? Chicken a la King got its name for being the favorite dish of England's King Edward VII. Is that true or false?
No, that's not true. I know that for sure.
Damn. You just...
We have a lot in common because I don't care for the chicken a la King.
You don't like it?
Well, I like it. I just don't care for it. There's better options.
But you'll eat it.
Yeah, because I know for a fact that this guy used to eat snack foods a lot. So that is false. His favorite foods were snack foods, not chicken a la King. This is very easy. Trust me.
Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to agree with Brady.
That's right. It is false. Always. He likes Twinkies.
Always agree with me about food.
Oh, gets a square. All right, Kim, you can take Diana Taurasi for the block.
Okay.
All right, it's WNBA Phoenix Mercury star Diana Taurasi.
Hey, Kim. Kim, do you watch any WNBA games?
I do not.
Do you go down on chicks? Because I'm looking
only
for...
Only 6'4".
Oh, you're 6'4". Oh, okay, I see. Well, I'm 6'3", so it's
That's
pretty
close.
Tight.
That's close. Yeah, I think we got a match.
All right.
I'm totally shaved, and I'm willing to move my testicles out of the way for love.
Oh, great.
Awesome.
That's beautiful.
I think I got a date, guys.
All right,
this
Dana.
This show is crazy.
True or false, goldfish have a memory span of 3 seconds.
Goldfish.
You like fish.
There's one thing I know, it's fish.
Yeah.
Jeez, goldfish and the memories. Man, that's a crazy question. I'm going to have to go ahead and say, I like you, Eric. You're crazy. I'm going to go ahead and say that that's false. That just sounds stupid.
All right. Diana.
Hey, by the way, before I go, just a plug for the girls that leave the NBA, WNBA. K catch all the action of all these hot chicks running up and down the floor. Very feminine. Very, very feminine.
That's hot.
Excuse me.
Got some in your throat. All right. It says false.
I'd have to agree.
That's right, it is false.
Oh, my God.
You guys are amazing.
It's the never-ending game.
All right, it's all over the place. Gary, pick a square.
Install comic dog for the win.
Right. Triumph.
Oh, it is for the win. I missed that one.
Triumph for the win. Go ahead.
Yes, you see the logic. You see where the truth lies. Yes, you pick the right square.
All right. Triumph in Haiti. Have you been to Haiti?
Yes, several times, but it was low-budget film, and, you know, and the cream worked, so I'm fine, yes.
Okay. In Haiti, purse snatching is a crime punishable by death. Is that true or false?
Well, you know, there are many things they lock you up for in Haiti, but putting you to death is pretty extreme, you know. I've had my balls snatched a few times myself. Rich purses is what it is, creep. It's the purse. I would say false.
Rich teeth. Okay. Triumph says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I'm going to disagree.
Oh, it Gary. Actually was true. Oh, X gets right. A square.
Cat's game. Next one wins. Go ahead, Kim.
You can take the Dame Edna, Shrek, or Randy Johnson for the win there, Kim.
I will take Shrek.
All right. In the right, middle right square is Shrek. Winner take all right here.
Oh, Kim, are you going to go see the movie this weekend?
I am.
Oh, it's going to be great. You'll cry like a baby when we have the donkey put down. Did you like donkey?
I did like
donkey. Oh, I hate the donkey. Two words, donkey. Shut up. That's all I can say. But yeah, we have him put down. It's rather violent to watch him twitch and flutter all over when he's getting that terrible. Puss in Boots also in it. Diana Taurasi might be interested in that. Aye.
All right, Shrek, you ready for your big question?
Aye, I am.
All right. There's a McDonald's in Sweden with a ski-through service. Is that true or false?
That sounds absolutely stupid.
Why?
I'll say it's false. Why?
Why? There's a lot of snow there. I have a ski-through service, maybe.
Are you trying to influence the answer?
Maybe a little.
Two words, Donkey Eric. Shut up.
Okay, sorry.
It's false.
All right, he says false. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Oh, it actually was true.
Gary wins.
Gary gets the win.
Gary wins. Kim, I'm sorry. Nice job, everybody. Wow. Gary's the big winner.
Thanks.
Wow, that was the longest version ever. Nice job, guys. Hang on a second. And let me just have the Sobe bunny. Did you keep? Oh, you just put it away.
What? Oh, I just put the bunny.
Pete, why do you own that thing?
You know, it was actually my wife's idea. She said, "Oh, you could use this on the air," and I was like, "That's stupid, man!" Like, I was like, "Oh, this is awesome."
You know why?
You know why that thing is gold? Because when you get that calls from telemarketers, you just answer with that.
Right. Yeah. Either that.
A deep one too. You can sound just like the chick from the WNBA.
Diana Taurasi. Yeah. The starting lineup for WNBA superstars.
Machine, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's all me, baby. It's all natural. Don't try it at home.
It's a 9:58 in the morning sickness.
You guys are crazy. I love it. I love this show.
98 KUPD.